The two proposals were from Quorum Health Resources, a healthcare services organization based in Tennessee with over 700 hospitals in its client portfolio over the past four decades of healthcare management, and from Search, the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. Search is based in Sitka, but has grown over the years to serve 28 communities in Southeast Alaska. And since it began accepting non-beneficiaries, or patients who are not Alaska Native, Search has also grown to become Sitka Community Hospital's greatest rival. Bill Donatelli, a senior vice president for Quorum, was not promising any miracles.
We think, bluntly, if you want a competitive situation, we think we're in the best position to help this hospital compete financially, bring in the resources and expertise you need to survive. But we do think it's going to be awful tough to compete in a community with 9,000 people trying to support two hospitals.
Basically, Donatelli said that Sitka Community Hospital and Search were competing over 50% of the Medicaid-Medicare market in Sitka. The other half were seeking care out of town anyway. Mark Armstrong, a senior vice president of consulting at Quorum, was no more optimistic.
We think sustaining two hospitals in a community of 9,000 people is a very difficult road to hoe. And you're capturing, I will tell you, a hospital this size in a community that's successful has to have 100% of the community support, and you have half the people leaving the community or going splitting between two hospitals. And while we're willing to give it our best shot, we really do think that long-term it's in the best interest of this community to have one organization, or at least a whole lot better collaboration than you've had before.
Still, Donatelli and Armstrong said Quorum would take on the management of Sitka Community Hospital for a cost of $454,000 per year for 5 years, not including salaries of the hospital's two top executives and travel reimbursements, and they'd bring the full weight of the firm's experience, resources, and purchasing power to help keep Sitka Community Hospital going. But there was a plan B, and it was the most surreal moment of the evening. For a one-year fee of $480,000, Quorum would ensure a smooth transition to new ownership. Here's Bill Donatelli again.
The second proposal we're proposing is a short-term agreement to help you facilitate a smooth transition if you accept the Search proposal.
That's right. Two competing proposals, one of which involves helping the other guys win. Imagine watching the Super Bowl come down to a field goal and the defense offers to snap the ball. Sitka Community Hospital CEO Rob Allen had heard that Quorum had added an alternative to their proposal.
And then for them to actually say that our recommendation is that you merge with Search, I just like, what? I think that was the big surprise of last night.
More from Allen in a moment. The assembly was also taken aback. Member Richard Ween, a Sitka Hospital proponent and former physician at Search, has a flair for the melodramatic, and he spared none in his antagonism toward what was looking a bit like an ambush.
Come I to speak at Caesar's funeral?
So then it was up to CEO Charles Clement to demonstrate that Search was worthy, capable, and motivated to assume ownership of the healthcare system in Sitka. The offer on paper is compelling. A buyout of the Sitka Community Hospital for between $8 and $9 million in lump sum or over time, a buyout of the city's pension obligation to hospital employees for about $700,000, annual lease payments to Sitka of $140,000 for use of the hospital property for 5 years until a new hospital is constructed on Japonski Island, and guaranteed employment for all current Sitka Community Hospital staff. And to sweeten the deal, if it were possible to sweeten it, Search would assume full financial responsibility for the hospital and allow the city of Sitka to retain the full $900,000 it collects each year from the additional sales tax on tobacco. But the assembly had concerns. Would Search, as a compact among 15 Southeast tribes, put the needs of the community of Sitka on a par with the needs of its traditional beneficiaries? Clement said that was his offer.
You stated it like it was an inconceivable notion that we have to deliver assurances. I agree with you. You know, if we're not living up to our end of the bargain, there needs to be assurances and there needs to be recourse.
There's also some historical antipathy towards Search and its management practices. When Clement took over as CEO in 2011, Search was deep in debt and hamstrung by inefficient financial systems. There were significant layoffs, the elimination of entire departments that stung in Sitka and in other communities. Search has turned things around, but the memory lingers. Clement said that his offer was not without controversy on both sides.
But I can tell you, as someone who's been doing this for 20 years, what path offers the most potential for success? It is not the status quo. It is certainly not the status quo. It will not lead to what this community deserves.
Or is the status quo a perfectly acceptable option? Sitka Community Hospital CEO Rob Allen thinks so. Allen took over the hospital in 2014 when it too was in financial jeopardy due to inefficient systems. It's since paid down its debt and has put money in the bank. Allen wasn't invited to present a proposal at the work session, but he says the hospital, by closing its obstetrics program and on-call surgical practice, has found a narrow path forward.
I still feel, and I think I've been consistent with this, that we have the next couple of years kind of covered. As long as we don't have something unexpected happen, we have the resources to get through the next couple of years and set ourselves up for better success in the future.
The Sitka Assembly will deliberate the future of Sitka Community Hospital as its one and only agenda item at its regular meeting on Tuesday, August 28th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.